I'm Jack Lessenberry. I like to think of myself as a problem solver, Macomb County Public Works Commissioner Candace Miller told me. She's needed to be. The week before she took office came the collapse of the sewer line in Fraser, the now infamous giant sinkhole, what she calls probably the biggest infrastructure emergency in the state of Michigan, at least at this time, perhaps ever. Dealing with that has been the main focus of her first 6 months in office. That's not how she expected to start her new job, but she told me, I thought, well, solving problems is what I do. So she rolled up her sleeves and jumped in on New Year's Day. And she hasn't stopped since. I wouldn't say she's having the time of her life, but she's fully engaged and fully committed. Congress is obviously a very important job, but your one vote there out of 435, right? Here I can see an impact every single day, she said. She wasn't exaggerating. As I walked into her office in the Macomb County Government Complex, she'd just gotten off the phone with an engineer at the sinkhole site. A new problem had cropped up, and she was totally hands-on. My impression, after watching her career for decades, is that she's the right person in the right job at the right time. Politically, the amazing thing is that she went after this job at all. 2 years ago, Miller was not only a congresswoman with a safe seat, she was the only female committee chair in the U.S. House of Representatives. But she gave that up. Not to run for the U.S. Senate or take a cabinet post, but for Macomb County Public Works Commissioner. People said, "You're running for that? Why?" she said with a laugh when I visited her office in Clinton Township Monday. Nor was getting the new job a piece of cake. The former Public Works Commissioner, Anthony Morocco, fought a bitter campaign to try and keep his job. Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle, a Democrat, strongly endorsed Republican Miller. After she won by almost 10 points, her predecessor neither congratulated her nor did anything to help the transition. She didn't let that, or anything anyone said, bother her. She never has, not since when, ticked off by local politicians, she ran for Harrison Township trustee and won. She was 40 when she became Michigan's first Republican Secretary of State in 40 years. When she ran for re-election, she carried every county in the state. After that, it was 14 years in Congress. I never intended to stay that long, she told me. She wanted to come home. Though she's always been a staunch conservative, she's also always cared about the environment and, especially, the Great Lakes. I'm fine I'm using everything I've learned in my national, state, and local jobs in this one, she told me. That includes working across party lines. There are those who say she'd be the strongest candidate the Republicans could run for governor next year. But right now, she tells me she's at the point in life where what matters is serving where you can be impactful. There are many issues on which Candace Miller and I disagree, but I wish we had more public servants like her.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.